Hi there. The word for you today is on your golden years. In Psalm 71, verse 18 and verse 21, the psalmist said, "When I am old, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." So when do your golden years begin? With your first gray hairs? When somebody says you remind them of their father instead of their brother? If you can still sleep, dream. If you can still work, plan. Go ahead, take on new projects, make friends, learn new skills, venture into a new ministry, take a short-term mission trip, volunteer for a worthy cause. You know, your golden years are not to be wasted. They are to be invested. Big difference. With God, there is no generation gap. In Jeremiah 31, verse 13, we read, "Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old men together." David said, "When I am old, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." They say young people aren't interested in older people. I say, don't you believe it? It's not so. Young people are actually looking for those with wisdom and experience. They trust them when it comes to counsel and guidance. And you, my friend, can be such a person. Don't be like the old man who said, "It's not hard to tell when your youth has been spent, 'cause your get up and go has got up and went." I say, get up and go after it. Caleb was climbing mountains and slaying giants in the final years of his life. And you know what? Caleb's God is your God. At 120, the Bible said that Moses' eyes were not dim and his strength had not gone. And Moses' God is your God. At 70, Paul announced, "I am eager." Romans 1:15, the New Living Translation. Listen to this. At 70, "I am eager to come to Rome to preach the good news." And you know what? Paul's God is your God. So keep the torch burning brightly and then hand it off to the next runner before you go. Okay?